Y anhelarías Amen. Amen. You guys can have your seats. Thank you. Can everybody say with me? Say with me, the power of God. I hope our people are here tonight. I know there's a lot of visitors. If you're new, just do as the others do, and you won't feel out. So, how can I say it? When we preach, sometimes some people walk out. I understand if the anointing is too much. I understand. No, I don't understand. I did understand when I had demons, but now I don't understand anymore. I believe that many churches has gone seeker sensitive. And what I mean by seeker sensitive is that they don't move in a realm of the power of God. They are afraid of it. To be quite frankly, they can't. So, God has called us here to plant Encounter. And I want to speak to you tonight. Say with me, exousia. Say it again. Say exousia. And as we're going to go every night, we're going to go through seven dimensions of the power. Now, I've only shared with you five, a little bit here and there in our meetings, but we're going to go through seven. And I pray that every Sunday night, when we minister on it, that you receive importation and activation. That your spirit, say with me, my splankna. Say it again, say my splankna. I know you might not understand, if you were the youth, you would understand it, but I need a people to operate in splankna. That is the energeo, if I can say it like that, from God, the energy. The Bible says that in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, it says, by the power of his might. Let me just read it for you. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It speaks of there of in the inner jail. When the book of Philippians say that God works it both, he works in us both to will and to do. That word works is inner jail in the Greek, which means that there has to be a literal energy in us. That is a fire that is being sparked up. Some Christians can just sit in their chairs and just look. They can just look and listen. Not at ECC, we want you to have energy. Energy you get through prayer. Energy. You get energy. You get through importation. Where the power is present. A church that has power, there's energy. Say with me, energy. Some Christians can pray in tongues. They're like, and then you get somebody else praying. Lavruska na lavandieske de lebene mambroske. Avranda azoka keneme. Zebrondioska taya. Levrandosheke tekelebene mandioske de lebene man. And you can hear they have energy in them. There's something that is sparking in them. Now listen, that is connected to a word called splankna. So I'll get to exousia just now, but say with me, splankna. So some people walk out here and judge us in messages. They just listen. If you don't know your Bible, you won't know me. If you don't understand me, you don't know your Bible. If you walk out of here and you don't like this, you don't know your Bible. It's as simple as that. The Bible says that the Pharisees and the Sadducees said about Jesus, they said, we have never seen anyone done it in this fashion. When he healed people, when he casted out devils, they said, we have never seen anybody doing it in this type of fashion. We are here to do a different fashion. We are not here to do it the same old. It is going to be different. Everybody's expecting laying on of hands. You're just going to breathe and somebody will be healed. You will speak a word and somebody will be healed. That is exousia. Say with me, exousia. When you speak a word, and there's authority. When you speak a word and devils know that heaven is in this place. Not teensy weensy yellow polka dot bikini or Mickey Mouse sissy type Christianity, but you can speak a word and say the gay club downstairs will close in 2 months, and they close down in 2 months because we have authority. I am not here to play games. in Centurion. That's why we had a youth night that is not small, small. So, guys, you can sit. Just listen. Say with me, Splunkna. I want to get these words. If you can remember 2-3 words tonight. Splunkna, exousia, and energeo. Splunkna, Mark chapter number 1, verse number 41. I think. It says, then Jesus moved. Say with me, moved. Some Christians are not moved anymore. They can sit in the presence of God and not raise their hands. God can be in a place. The presence, the glory of God can be in a place and they can sit, not raise their hands and just look around. I'm not speaking of unbelievers. I'm speaking of Christians. So hardened have we become. We're ministering in the morning about a hardened heart. Come and join us on Sunday mornings. We teach very good and we're speaking of how to break open a hardened heart. And people have the audacity to sit and not be able to receive. Something has gone wrong and we have forgotten to be moved. Are you guys with me? It says moved with compassion. The word compassion there is in the Greek splunkna, which is where you get the word from, where of the in, it actually speaks of intestines of a person, the bowels of a person, and the intestines of an animal that was used on the altar to sacrifice. Which tells me that when you begin to move in splunkna, God sees it as a pleasing sacrifice. Splunkna is when you can stand in a service and the presence of God comes in and you feel something is moving inside of you. It's like that in love feeling. Your spirit is moving. It's almost like you have to raise your hands. You have to get on your knees. You have to cry. You have to get emotional. You have to do something to show what your spirit is feeling. It speaks of splunkna. People have lost the ability of splunkna. They can walk past an unbeliever and have no more compassion to reach out to them. They can walk past somebody sick and have no compassion to reach out or pray for them. Miracles takes place by splunkna. It's when it comes out of your spirit. Come on, are you guys with me? Jesus says, let rivers flow out of your belly, out of your spirit, out of your splunk. So if you splunkna. We need splunkna in our lives. Listen, and what splunkna is like this. I can walk for somebody here and I can feel there's no response. And then I can walk to this side and I can feel there's a response. It's like they are pulling on my spirit. Then I can minister to somebody. I can call them out. It's splunkna. Are you guys with me? Standing in front of somebody, telling them their name. It's splunkna. Deep calling unto deep. Deep crying unto the spirit, unto spirit. We are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit. If a minister does not minister to you in the spirit, that minister is useless as a minister. If they do not minister in splunkna, there'll be no move of the spirit in that place. May splunkna be in this place. May your splunkna be activated. May your spirit be activated. But my wife and I went for a rest, and I'm just talking, I'm not preaching now, I'll preach this now. And we've been laboring for years, and I was going through all my photos on somewhere on Facebook or Instagram, and I was looking at the years that I did ministry for 10 years, and I looked at the thousands of people that we preached to. You don't know this, but we would be on we would get on stages, there would be thousands of people. You would wave your jacket, you would blow, power of God would fall on hundreds of people at a time. We saw thousands, literally thousands of young people's lives changed, encountering God. While we're preaching, the demons would scream out of them. We have done those things. We have handled it, tasted it, seen it, like Peter says. We have not only heard of it, we have done it. Are you guys with me? Now God has sent us by an angel that has told me, speaking, walking next to me, telling me to plant the church, apart from my oversight also that agreed on it and obviously approved. And listen, revelation must be weighed. Can I teach you some stuff? Are you guys with me? It's ridiculous the lack of teaching, revelational teaching that goes forth. Revelation has to be weighed. A lot of people can have all these visions, all these things, and it is thin like air. It means nothing. revelation has to be weighed. When I go to my spiritual father, those who are over me, when I go to them and I say, I had this encounter, an angel walked past me, said this, I mustn't do this, I mustn't do that, I must do this. Suddenly I was in another place and there was another vision taking place, and I said, and then the angel said to me, on 18 September, plant the church. 18 September. If I come out of that vision, to find out if it is real or fake is to go check what is 18 September. And it was a Sunday. And when you have that type of revelation, I shared with my oversight, they weigh it in the balances. When Jesus said to Peter, he said, Satan has come to sift you. What he is actually saying is that Satan has come to weigh you in the balances. He has come to sift. He has come to see, what are you really for real? Is there really substance to you? There are too many believers and Christians without substance. They can speak words and it's flat. They can speak words and it means nothing and nothing. I had people, we had people prophesying, in 1 year this will happen, in 6 months this will happen. And the validity is in the coming forth of that prophecy. So you know, we are plowing a work here. When a church is planted, you need a revelation and the power of God. Otherwise, the church will never be established. Are you guys with me? Jesus said to Peter, he said to his disciples, who do men say that I am? They said, some say that you're Elijah, some say that you're John. I'm just paraphrasing. And Jesus says, no. Who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, Peter, for you have heard well, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Meaning you have not read about this, you've not studied about it at university, you've not read about it in a book, you've not heard from it from a preacher. My Father in heaven has revealed this to you. For your name shall no longer be Peter, shall no longer be Simon, which means that you are like a reed shaken to and fro, but you shall now be called Cephas, Peter, who means the rock. And on this church I shall build my rock. And then he says, for I shall give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever things you shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things you shall loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. For the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. But what did Peter need? Peter needed revelation. He needed revelation to be part of the church. Are you guys with me? A church must be planted by revelation. That is it. It is by us preaching revelation from this pulpit, giving you things that will mature you, not milk, but meat. Are you guys with me? That'll cause your spirit to grow up. That when you meet other believers or other Christians and you think, my God, have I been in a twilight zone? What has happened? It feels like you've outgrown them. We had a youth night. I said to some of my guys, I said, just go visit some other youths and so on. You'll see, you will walk in and it's like, and this is no, it's not an indictment or, you know, it's just reality. And you walk into it and it will feel like a kindergarten club. And they are almost the same age as you. Why? Maturity and spirit. May your spirit grow up in this place. May your spirit, your splunkna, be so activated that when you walk out, you just want to pray for people. You just want to prophesy. Something is about you that you just want to encounter God. Your splunk, say with me, splunkna. Okay, listen, exousia. Say with me again, say exousia. They'll say one of the seven dimensions of the power of God. I'm not going to get into the others. Iskaos, kratos, dunamis. I'm not going to get into this. Epikaitso, dominion, and all these things. I'm not going to get into the other dimensions now. We'll speak about exousia. 1 John, put for me on 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 2. The sound is so good, I can speak for hours now. So please, sow into the sound. And then if you give and make a noise and you pull, and then we'll prophesy. So, I'm going to show you tonight how to walk in royalty. That when you walk into a place, that you know who you are when you walk in there. That your step is not like, you would walk in knowing who you are in the spirit. Are you guys with me? Say exousia. It's a power to rule. That's what it means in the Greek. It's the power to have rule and dominion. It's the power to become. Say with me, to become. 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 2. Beloved, now are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed, blah, 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 blah. Go to the last sentence there. It says, He is revealed. We shall be like Him. As you know, I don't prepare. I literally just get my phone and my Bible here, and that's about it. Quickly Google, as He is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4. 4 verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have, say with me, boldness in the day of judgment. That we may have boldness, because as He is, not as He was, not as He is going, as He is right now. How is Jesus right now? He is wearing a white robe. His face is shining like the sun. The Bible says there's a sword coming out of His mouth and fire out of His eyes. As He is now, so are we in this world. That is your identity. As He is, so are we in this world. If you go into your workplace, if you go into your ministry, wherever you are, as He is, so you walk into that place. Tonight, we're going to do deliverance. We're going to do healing. I command, I decree, and I place an eviction notice on every demonic spirit, on every evil spirit, on every spirit of religion that has bound you for too many years. May deliverance take place tonight. May you be delivered. What churches can you go to and you say, I got delivered? Ravoskande endeyoskete khelevandro doryoskete lavradene zakana vondro doskete elevede bedede yasedede. Say exousia. Say it again like you will love it. Exousia. That's where you get the word exude from. Which means that wherever you go, you exude power. Are you guys with me? It's like wherever you go, you exude authority. You don't believe me? Okay. Anyway. say power to become. Put for me, I'm John chapter number 1, verse number 12. John chapter number 1, verse number 12. I want to get the points through of exousia, so that we can impart you and pray for you and take up a massive offering, so that we can pay for the sound and the 200,000 that's outstanding and all that stuff. So He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Huh? Is that John 1 verse 12? I got wrong scriptures, by me. Yeah, no, that's John 1 verse 12. Yes. But as many as received Him, to them, say with me, He gave. He didn't say He will give. He said He gave. He gave the right, which is the wrong word, in the King James Version. I believe, I don't know if that is the New King James or the King James, but it's fine, leave it like that. It's fine, leave it like that. It says that He gave them the power to become sons of God. But put for me on King James Version. Is it off? Just signal me so that I know what to do. Huh? What does that mean? Can he can't hear me out there? I don't know if the crowd can hear me out there. Can the guys hear me in the back if I talk like this? Okay. Sorry? Okay. Okay, but as many as received Him, to them He gave power. Say with me, power. To become the sons of God. Listen, exousia means, number one, I'm going to give you 5 minutes and we'll go quickly through it. Number one, it means power to become. Say with me, power to become. If He has given you power to become sons of God, imagine how easy it is to become a businessman, to become to become in the ministry, to become a minister, to become a leader, if He has given you power to become sons of God. Come on, when we have exousia, when we operate in exousia power, please stay with me with exousia. It means that we have been given the power to become. Point number two. It means that we have been given the power to rule. Say with me, the power to rule. Before I get into the power to rule, power to become, go with me to Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Say with me, in our image and our likeness. I know you know this, some of you have ministered, but we have a lot of visitors. And please, if you're new, if you don't have a church, you can join us. If it's too rough for you, we'll see you, I don't know, later. Say with me, image. Say likeness. The image of God, we are made to look like God. We are made in His image. We look like Him. But His likeness means to function like Him. Which means that as He is, so are we. As He is, so are we functioning. We have been given the power and the right. Say with me, the right. The word exousia, which is there, the word power, it means the legal right to act. That's what it means. The legal right to act, which means that we have been given the right, the power to function like God. How do you think God will walk into this place? All humble? Or will you? I don't think so. Listen. Jesus came walking in riding on a donkey. We think a donkey is something humility. No. And that time, they were celebrating Him, singing Hosanna as He came riding. People come and say, we mustn't preach prosperity in these things. Listen, do you want me to say receive poverty? Or do you want me to say receive prosperity? God rejoices. He rejoices. He celebrates when you are prospering. When you get a promotion, when you buy a Mercedes or a BMW or a new house, the Bible says He rejoices. He dances over you when... come on, are you guys with me? And then it even goes further and it says, make your profiting known to all. I'm going to say it again. Make your profiting, make your prosperity, make your way where you buy a house and another house, make it known to all. So that they can see, is this the God that this man is serving? I want to serve this God. Listen. In His likeness, in His function, when we are in His image, we look like Him. In His likeness, we function like Him. Say with you, the power to become. Peter was called, Jesus changed Peter's name to Peter, to the rock. Yet Peter was trying to, after that, Peter tried to walk on the water and he fell into the water. Then he tried to rebuke Jesus. And Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. Are you guys with me? And then he betrayed him three times. Now this is the Peter who Jesus said, you will be a rock. Please think of it. Is Jesus lying? He's saying, not even say you will be. He said, you are now a rock. Are you guys with me? He says, you are a rock. Yet he falls, he can't walk on the water. He comes against Satan to Jesus. He betrays him. But a little bit later, we see Peter standing up, preaching, and 3,000 came to the Lord. That when Jesus saw him and said, you are a rock, and on this rock I will build my church, He was giving him the power to become. Even this night, God is not looking at you how you are today. He is looking at how you are in the future. He saw Peter when he was standing up and 3,000 came to the Lord. He was not seeing him in this moment of weakness. You might be in a moment of weakness. God is not seeing you by that. And He's not even calling you by that name. He is calling you by your future. Gideon, mighty man of valor. But Gideon is hiding in a wine press. Oh, come on, are you guys with me? He is hiding away from the enemy as a coward, but yet God says, mighty man of valor. Is there something wrong with God? No. He's giving us the power to become. And I want to say full stop, or not full stop, dot, 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 the power to become anything you want to be. Listen. Say with me, the power to rule. The second meaning of exousia is the power to rule. Say with me, rule. Say with me, dominion. Mark chapter number 1, I don't know where it is. I think it is, let me just see. I have a new Bible. They said these words. They said, the Pharisees said to Jesus, they said, what is this in his voice? What is this new doctrine that the demons would listen to him and the storms would cease? And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Verse 27 says, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? But when it says, what thing is this? In the Greek, it says this, what is this in his voice? I'm going to say it again. What is this in his voice? When you have exousia power, you have authority and power in your voice. Are you guys with me? That the demons don't listen to what you, if you carry your Bible or if you pray in the morning, they listen to what is in your voice. Do you have sprankana when you're speaking? Do you have exousia when you're speaking? When you pray, do you have energeo from heaven? That when you speak, that demons can shudder, that they can say, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. You, we know. I don't know if you guys are getting what I'm saying. That's when you begin to have a reputation in heaven and a reputation in hell. Power, say with me, the power to rule. The Bible says that we have been made kings and priests unto our God. Romans 1 verse 16. And where the word of a king is, there is... Are you? People don't know your Bible. Where the word of a king is. How many of you are kings? The Bible says he has made us kings and priests unto our God. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where your word is spoken, when you carry exousia, if you say, I will have a promotion in 2 months' time. If I go into my boss's office, I will get a promotion. I will get a new job. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Listen, I don't want to go on long. The third one, it's the authority to exercise power. Exousia gives you the authority to exercise dunamis. Are you guys with me? We're going to do dunamis later on. Exousia, people can operate in dunamis, but when they have exousia is the authority. It legitimizes and it legalizes you to exercise power. Those who do power without exousia are witches in Christianity. They are spiritual Christian witches. Okay? It's, say with me, authority. The fourth meaning is power to exercise judicial punishment. Power to exercise punishment on the enemy. Exousia. Luke chapter number 10, verse 10. You don't have to go there on the screen. I'll read it out of here. Da-na-na. Luke chapter number 10, verse 10 says, verse 17. Let's go to verse 17. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy. Put it on the screen. Luke 10, verse 17. Luke 10, verse 17. When you know exousia, you will walk like a king, talk like a king. I want you to change your identity. Let the anointing come on you. That when you walk, it's like you just know you are a king or a queen. I don't care who says what. You know that you are that in the spirit. So when you walk, you don't walk. You actually, I don't know how to explain it. Somebody said to me, send me a post. You're very arrogant today. Somebody on Facebook, I have so many haters on Facebook. Only a demon follows somebody they don't like. Really. Only a demon sits in this place if they don't want to be here. I know my kingship. If I planted this church out of a good idea, I would be stressing. But when God tells you Himself, it is very easy. You know you are a king. You are a son of a king. A son of a king knows that the kingdom belongs to him. A son of a king knows there's royalty flowing through his blood. Are you guys with me? There was a time, I remember, it was about a year ago, God said to me, I don't want to say it too soon, but He said to me, Leon, from today, you will never struggle with money again.
I receive.
And that's when I decided to give our car away and to this and to that, because it's something that God has told me, has given me. We opened so many businesses, I give to Him and I give to Him and just for fun. You can have it if you understand your royalty, your kingship. Are you guys with me? That if you give in your, don't even apply for a job, start a business, please. Anyway, okay. God has caused us to have dominion, to rule and to reign. Say with me, judicial punishment. It says, Luke chapter number 10, verse number 7, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. I told you what the word subject means. It means to be subjugated. It means to be trampled on. It means to be made a slave of, to be placed in bondage. The English Oxford Dictionary says it means to rape. There you are silent. Are you guys with me? Listen. As those demons put you into bondage, when you have exousia, you can put them into bondage. Even the demons are subject to us in your name. They were with joy. If you want to have joy, cast out devils. If you want to have joy, advance the kingdom of God. Go for the next verse. And He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Next verse. Behold, I give you the authority, the power, the exousia, to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power, the dunamis. The enemy has dunamis, but the enemy does not have exousia. The enemy only has exousia to the degree that you give it to him. But He says, I give you exousia. Say with me, exousia. I give you authority to trample upon the serpents and scorpions and over all. Is it some? Is it a little bit? Is it maybe a headache or a sickness? All the power of the enemy, and nothing, say with me, nothing shall by any means hurt me. Say it again. Say, nothing shall by any means hurt me. That is the power of exousia. I want you to receive it tonight.